Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the PWA Canada podcast, where we talk everything that's going on in the world of PWA. This week, of course, we got guests for you. We have Paul Wright as he looks to once again become one half of the tag team champions. And speaking of champions, we have the Pure Wrestling Association champion himself, EO Mike Bescher, on the show. Looking forward to talking to both these gentlemen and, of course, all the events coming up in PWA.
Here are some upcoming events for PWA Canada. January 21st, Beehive Hall in Cambridge, Ontario. January 27th, Parksville Community Center in Parksville. January 28th, the Comox Band Hall in Comox, BC. January 29th, Cowichan Rec Center in Lake Cowichan, BC. On February 2nd, at the Voodoo Lounge in Campbell River. February 10th, the Red Chevron in Gulf, Ontario. February 11th, the Alpine Club in Kitchener, Ontario. Tickets on sale at pwacanada.com or call 519-998-8799.
And now, my conversation with PWA's Paul Wright.
Hello, Paul. You've been a guy who's always been around for the last 12 years. Can you give us some of your favorite moments in PWA?
Oh, God, there's been so many. Like, it's literally my entire wrestling lifetime has been with the PWA. I think it was my third ever match. I was on the debut show, and it's just been going from there. A lot of stuff involving, the sports generation in the early day. We had quite a few goofy moments between me, Jesse Jones, and Mr. Ilian Habanero, who was on the last show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meeting a ton of celebrities, getting a referee, Chris Canyon, back in the day. That was quite the treat. One of the best moments, I'd say, had to be about 3 years ago. Me and Aiden Rain finally beat the curse and won the tag team titles. That had to be one of the, if not the biggest highlight of PWA for me. And just all the great matches, and there's too many moments to talk here. I could probably fill a whole hour, actually. So,
well, great. Speaking of your tag team championship run, looking forward to 2017. You have a chance to become tag team champions for the second time when you team with Aiden Rain and Gulf to face the modern day Warriors. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, Gulf is Aiden's hometown. He's always pumped up and ready to go whenever he's there. I know the Warriors, well, this is Warriors version 2, Joey and King this time. I've been in the ring with Alan, God knows, 1,000 times. So I know how to predict for him. And the Warriors and Islanders was a year-long feud. So this one, no holding back here. It's time to fight.
All right, sounding good. We don't have a ton of time to talk today, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the next upcoming year for you and PWA. I've heard you're quite the big stats guy, so thoughts going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I've helped management over the last 12 years keep track of things. There's no question there. You could probably ask me almost any stats question on that title history or those results, and I probably have the answer. It's quite ridiculous, and I've put my time into trying to keep Ontario Indie Wrestling documented and trying to keep the history preserved a bit. And that's, that's going on 14 years now before I even started in the business.
Okay, I guess I can't let you go before I ask you one more thing. Your favorite sports generation story?
It would have to be the 1 year show in Cambridge. Actually, somebody just posted the video on Facebook. So if you want to go back and have a look, Jesse had just won the internet championship from JC3, a referee, and Elian came out to challenge him. And unfortunately, I admit it made a paperwork error that allowed Elian back into the country after being deported. And Elian and Jesse had a quick match there. And Elian was just absolute fire and brimstone in that one. He beat Jesse pretty quickly. And Jesse had just fired me. So I didn't know which one of their butts I wanted to kick. And I jumped in there and Jesse hit me. Then Elian hit me. And that was Elian's, probably one of his biggest moments of that day. But yeah, that, and with the crowd there, friends and family in attendance, that was just really cool.
Beautiful. Thanks for taking the time to share some of those memories and being on the PWA Canada podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much.
Hope to talk to you again soon.
And now, the Roll Call of Champions for the third week of January 2017. Pure Wrestling Champion, EO Mike Fesher. Elite Women's Champion, Beautiful Bia. The Tag Team Champions, Modern Day Warriors, Jimmy King and Joey Allen. Pure Violence Champion, Cremator Von Slasher. Ontario Champion is Carl LeDuc. And our British Columbia Champion is TJ Harley.
Welcome to the PWA Canada podcast with the current Pure Wrestling Champion, EO, Mike Fesher.
A lot of people do that right now. Is it Eddie? Is it Mike? We're doing a whole bunch of different names right now, but I wear a lot of hats, and right now we're going with EO, Mike Fesher.
Well, Mike, how are you feeling after the Shaw TV tapings that just took place this last Saturday?
I'm pretty relieved. I was nervous going in, good nerves and in my energy, and just so much happening. It was Campbell River. Sometimes we got fans that like to sit on their hands, but this weekend they were going bananas. So I'm relieved we got to see a lot of great wrestling. It was a long show, and everyone tried really hard to keep the energy up, and I loved it. So now that it's done, I'm happy.
You mentioned being relieved. Is that because you have so much more on your plate to look forward to in the future?
We got so much coming up. But no, it's just to get the first one done. It's just to see how it went, what we need to work on now. So we have a base. We know where we can improve, what went well. And so that was the main reason I'm happy it's done. I always love an event, like getting up to it, and then I like to get it done. But we have tons of stuff coming up. Next weekend we have Cambridge. Then we're going to be Parksville, Comox. We're going to be back in for the first time in Lake Couch, and then back at the Campbell River, our home base here in BC, at the Voodoo Lounge. So I'm excited for everything coming up.
Well, let's also talk about Trinidad. How are things going? Any word on the card? Do you have an idea on the lineup in the works?
I wear many hats, so they might know me as Bookery as well as Eddie or Mike. But for Trinidad right now, we're just trying to make sure posters are getting put up, all the promotional work's going into it, tickets are getting sold, sponsors are coming on board. So that's our main goal. We don't have any matches set up yet, but I'm pretty excited to be going down here next month with Reggie to see how things are going and meet with the media.
Lots of exciting events all over the place for PWA Canada.
Definitely.
Well, let's close out today with talking a little bit about the Pro Wrestling Academy in Campbell River. You're the head trainer. Why should someone come out to Campbell River and train under you?
Well, first off, I'm just so excited. We're almost at a year. This March will be 1 year at the Campbell River Pro Wrestling Academy, and I'm excited. Just everybody's been putting in so much work, and the guys are wrestling now. They're putting on great matches, so now it's just seeing them expand their horizons and get out there and more bookings and see where they could really go with this. They've joined the PWA, the Pro Wrestling Academy. Students are now on the Pure Wrestling Association show. I'll say that twice. But so I'm proud of all these guys doing their thing, and I can't wait to see them do more. But to answer your question, they should come out and train with me if they're on Vancouver Island or if they can make it down here, because I'm going to teach them the basics. I'm going to teach them really, really good. I'm going to give them a foundation, and then they're going to grow on that. They're going to get matches, and heck, now we even have Shaw TV, so they'll get a little bit of Shaw TV exposure as well. But come learn with me, and I'll teach you guys the basics and make sure that you got a good foundation, and we can go from there.
There you have it, EO Mike Fesher. Thanks again for stopping by and taking some time out of your day to be on the PWA Canada podcast.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
And there you have it. My quick chat with Pure Wrestling Champion EO Mike Fesher. If you'd like to find out more information on PWA coming to Shaw, including upcoming dates and events, please check out pwacanada.com. I don't want to spoil all the results from the TV tapings this past weekend in Campbell River, but when PWA makes its way to Shaw TV, you will see some of these great matches, including Havico vs. Nathan Legacy, Sloan vs. Rhea Von Slasher, BJ Laredo and Scott Steele as they take on TJ Harley and Judas Icarus, and so much more this February on Shaw TV.
Another huge thank you goes out to you, the listener. This has been another episode of the PWA Canada Podcast with your guest host, Ezreal. If you'd like to listen back to past episodes or find out anything going on with PWA, check out pwacanada.com. I'll catch you next week.